Ove, welcome, welcome, Zimbabwe Muhle, Lamhlanje, Kuhlelo, siyalambulela nonke, ndinokugamtshela emtshongwa, welcome, welcome, to the program, The Connection. We're coming to you live from Voice of America here at Studio 7, and today is Tuesday, the 14th of May, 2019. Mina, igama lami, Zitarangu, my name is Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Muhle, ndinomgamtshela emtshongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Namhlanje is Tuesday, the 14th of May, 2019. Ndinomgamtshela, welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight on The Connection, we are discussing the rise in the use of social media as an alternative means of communication in Zimbabwe. Now, studies have shown that the smartphone, lento, zulugandaba, this thing right here, and of course it's an iPhone. But the smartphone is slowly taking over as a major mode of communication worldwide, and Zimbabwe is no exception to that. According to articles tackled by several different news outlets, us included in Zimbabwe, on the effects of new media, what we mainly know as social media has become the what we call new language of communication. Abantu abaningi, wonke umuntu, from young to old, special or not special, wonke umuntu usebenzisa inkundla zokuxhumana, munhu wese akushandisa social media kukhurukura nevanhu. Pane vanhu vakawanda vanhu vanoti, aiwa, ask Mike kumamisha uko emaphandleni, Mike, there is no internet penetration. Loko akusoloni iqiniso. Yebo, internet penetration ikhona. Abantu these days are now using WhatsApp emaphandleni. Media practitioners worldwide have accredited the shift to several different reasons. Namely, one of them in Zimbabwe is, of course, indaba yokuthi wonke umuntu wants to disclose what is happening within their societies, and of course people are now moving towards social media as it's a quick way towards accessing information. Tonight we're looking to establish why the move towards social media is happening, and of course how is it relevant in the grand scheme of things. So ngifisa ukuxoxa lani sulukandaba ndakatharisira kutaura nemi vatereri vedu Studio 7 ndoda wisisa kuti kwamurimi nyaya ye social media kuti social media irikushandiswa kufambisa mashoko. Aiwa, is it something that's helping in the grand scheme of things, especially patinokurukura nevatapi venhau intati dzindaba dzichieneyo, because now today's social media has become a means of broadcasting news. +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us. Goto sikona njalo ku WhatsApp ku number is it +12024650318. Tikutevenyura zvakare pamasai sai anoti 909 medium wave pa frequencies apo pa 4930 triple zvakare pa 6065 uyezve pa 15460 kilohertz ku short wave. Abafisa kubukela ku internet tikutevenyura pa page edu matatu www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, siyasakaza njalo ku www.voandebele.com. However, for our Facebook fanatics, zulungandaba tiri kutefenyura pama page edu pa Facebook matatu pane VOA Studio 7, sikona njalo ku VOAshona, triple zvekare pa VOAndebele. So zulungandaba, I'm urging you all, please share uhlelo ukuti sibukele ngobunenge bethu, share ichirongwa kuitira kuti tione takawanda. Isai mana bagana mchida upi na mchira wangwa ndi change njivirenga shukare ma comments pa ma page edu ma tattoo e Facebook. Most of more deadly zulugandaba abafisu ngena ukhlelo kana mchida upi na mchira wangwa. If you're looking to join us and you're watching the program on Facebook, write your number in the comments section and we'll call you back.
Eita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you're with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami kana ukuthi uthawana neni, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3. Hey, my dear.
at Big Mike 3. Ndiyo username. That's my username on Twitter and Instagram. Nga ofisi kuxoxa nami ndinotenda zvikuru munhu wese that follows me on those pages. However, Zulugandaba sikona lapa on our three Facebook pages for the next hour. Saka ngatisangane ipapo. At Big Mike 3 is the username. Kana muchida kukurukura neni. Musachike kundibata ipapo. Asi nyorai ma comments nema number yenyu pama page edu matatu. VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, njalo ku VOA Ndebele, ndukutuona kuti zvatotanga, vanhu varikuto kukwidzana kuti kuona kuti ndiani atanga kupinda muchirongwa, ndikuona Tawanda Ndlovu arikuti number 1 ndini ndatanga kupinda. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Ndlovu. Junior France Chara is saying number 2, upright kuti himi wechitatu ndini number 3. Best mapira totanga nekuisa maondoro yake hanzi social media yakanyanya my way. Chokwadi nemanyepo zvese zviripo ini ndakuiziva. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nemaondoro enyu. Discipline badani raruti ndoda kumorosa mapfeye chete chete nema kupe kupe ese pano. Ayo, hanzi moro imoro ina discipline. Umboniso moyo uya shuti likini sogoto ai gulabantaba petayo. Ai siyabonga kakulu labantaba ngena ya kuhlelo. Tuona ukti ndia naruti chiko pa page ledu de VON debele ama nombo la sekalu ngena. Na ungu opet tuvi uya shuti ufisu ngena kuhlelo. Opet siyabonga kakulu sika kutinta sika tolituba. Ushepet upinde wafagi nombo la wata ingelu ngena kuhlelo sika kutinta lao. Mboni nombo la njalo yeka Prince Chindimo uya shuti ufisu ngena kuhlelo. Social media usage in Zimbabwe, that is the topic of discussion. Namhlanje kuhlelo sibonile phela ukuthi abantu abanenge abasakhulayo sebeqalile ngempela ukusebenzisa inkundla zokhumana ukuze bathole ithuba lokuxoxisana. Kodwa that is something that's created a shift in the dynamic when we're talking about what has become the new language of communication in Zimbabwe. You know, back in the day, abantu used to watch TV, abantu used to listen to radio. Those were the sources of information. Kodwa these days lento guys, ile power, ile manja, ile masimba. These days, abantu sebenzisa inkundla zokuxoxisana. Vakushandisa social media kuitira kuti vatefenyure nhau dzavari kutefenyura. Vamwewo vari kuita maprogram avowawo vechidiki kuitira kuti vadzidzise vanhu. Saka nhasi muchirongwa takatarisira kuva nemapanelists matatu. All of them are doing different things on the internet, whereby they're going to be explaining to me why social media has become the new means of communication. And of course, the dangers that come with social media. One of them, Manzwa Momtera Nyora comment, ajita aiwa, nyaye fake news. That was one of the issues that came about. In actual fact, not so long ago, us as Intatadizindaba, Seva Tapiwe now, we were celebrating World Press Freedom Day, and one of the issues that was highlighted was nyaye fake news. And of course, where does fake news circulate most? Pa social media. Saka pindai mchirongwa, mutuzo maondre nyu, ndaka tarisera kukurukara ne mi, Zulugandaba, kanamisha opina mchirongwa, nyorai number. Pa mapeje duk matatu pa Facebook apo. VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele. Sikona njalo gu VOA Studio 7. Kana munu kwa nisa uzrekari kutufuendra. Pa +1 202 465 0318. Hande iku peje redu re VOA Studio Teens. Wutu wano arukuti chii. Mamoyo ku kaku arukuti hi hi. Mamoyo magade enyu. Moses mlambo uyashu uti yebo 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 Moses. Anzi na best mapira. Where are you Studio 7? Tripano. Kama one mavagu nyora number. Tukutefe nyora pano. Mula Vaisa number yake tichakufundra George Vati Studio 7, your broadcast for today wasn't Shona News, it was something else. I watuza takatari sila kutichai gadziri sa nyaya yoyo. Saka msachke na uzelu zemakseni tichange tichiku tefe nrunyai everything that you missed out on. Asi tisatabata magesi ndugunzo tutori nemteruedu kutanga na upinda mchiro wangwa. Kola kola mleleli usungene lukutlelo mapinda mchiro wangwa magade enyu.
Ndiripa angu magade enyu.
Ai watiripa aripara nari ndiani.
Zonzi Weston Kasipanya.
Aha, mkoma Weston, zurufambe.
Haa, ndi zozo baba.
Murukifondra murukupi.
Ndiko kambu zuma, pa kambu zuma.
Ndimi kama pinda mchirongwa, mkoma Weston, number one, woku pinda mchirongwa nasi, to the ima onrenyu.
Ini nangu maoni rangu ndekuti, apana kana chavari kutombo ita, because muno muzvese zviri kuitika zvese ka apatorina kana wani chiri kutombobuda kana wani.
Apa murutaura nezvenhau dziri kubuda paintaneti kana kuti chii murutaura nezve?
Ndotaura nhau kana dziri kubuda paTV chaidzo.
Muruti hapana chirikubuda
kana chiri kubuda bhozi tezvinozvi mukatarisa iko zvinozvika. Mukaenda kumapassport hakutorina kana bepa remapassport but zvese izvozvo ka hapana ari kuzvitaura.
Saka muri kuti apa nhau dzaakutobuda padandiri mutande apo paintaneti?
Ipapa pa internet ndo pazvinenge zviri kutombobuda kwete kuti panhau chaidzo chaidzo hapana chirikubuda.
Saka mukoma Weston sezvo muri mutero wekutanga abva kupinda muchirongwa chindiudzaiwo imamutye here nokuti nhau dzinobuda paintanet sometimes dzinenge dziri nhau dzemanyepo ina hangu handiziva hangu kuti mungati asi ndaneta nokuverenga nhau dziri kubuda paWhatsApp munhu wese achinditumira achiti aiwa Mike vamugabe vashaya vamugabe vashaya asi vamugabe vachiri vapenyu ifake news kai irungotendera tendera pana na WhatsApp nepa Twitter nepa Instagram.
Ya kazhinji kachona pa internet panobuda nhau dzeunyepa asi dzimwe dzacho dzinenge dziri dzechokwadi zvinenge zvatoitika kuti zvinozonzi ndezvekunyepa nemutaka wekuti zvinenge zvisingade kunzi zvibude.
Saka imi mukoma Weston pache zvenyu social media munoishandisa kuti muite inayo?
Inini ndoshandisa business kutsvaga mari muZimbabwe makutonetsa mari saka pamwe pachona ndotoshandisa WhatsApp kuti nditaure nevanhu vebusiness vandinebhizinesi randoiti.
Aiwa takunzwa zvikuru saka mubvunzo wangu pedzisira then teta kutoendera mberi nekundiunza kuti pane vamwewo vateereri vakatomira pachirongwa imi muchiri kuende muchiri kubata here nhau dzenyu kwete nhau chete asi muchiri kuonawo zvinoitikawo here kana news dzinobudawo patv neparedhio here kana kuti maangoti aiwa ini hangu ndaangotambira hangu pasocial media ndipo panongobudawo nhau ipapo.
Inini handichatoteerere nhau dzachona handichatodzione because the more yaunoteerera nhau ka unotowedzera stress pane zviri kuitika munyika unotowedzera stress
hinda
zvinenge zvichitorwadza bhozi zvimwe zvachona zvaunonzwa zvachona unongochona zvichipesana nezviripo panzvimbo.
Saka muri kuti nhau dziri kubuda patv neparedhio inhau dzemanyepa
ndedzekunyepa bhozi dzinobuda dzinotaurwa mandeka dzinosvika Friday dzichingotaurwa idzodzo chete saka taneta nokungoteerera zvinhu zvinenge zvichitaurwa zvichitaurwa one chinhu chakataurwa mande chepedza wiki rese chichitaurwa iko kuine zviri kuitika zvinofanira kunge zvichibuda.
Aiwa mukoma Weston takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma tinotenda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongwa.
Alright, thank you so much.
Thank you. Liyamuzwa nangu munomzana uWeston uyasho kuti hai yena these days I mina sengihamba ku social media ngenxa kuti indaba eziphuma ku TV njalo ku radio kakhulukazi eZimbabwe kuthi hai akusilona iqiniso uyasho ukuthi it's not a true reflection of what's happening on the ground so yena he's now relying on social media ukuthi lokhu kungaba kuliqiniso na. I'm looking to hear more from you guys zulukantaba ngenani kuhlelo +1 202 465 0318 kodwa silelakho njalo ukusithumezela umlayezelo kuwhatsapp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318 lisishayele njalo ucingo in the studio +1 202 619 2077 kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi I have my first guest for tonight mkoma Chris Charamba. Chris is a journalist himself and of course he is he runs a podcast called Politics and Beyond on Capital 263. So he's one of the people that we're looking to hear from Lamhlanje whereby he's going to explain to us why the choice to move towards social media. Mkoma Chris zvirikufamba
Mushe kanjani makadenyu?
Aiwa mushe tirikufara zvikuru nekuva nemi pachirongwa nhasi.
Aiwa tinofarawo kuvepo pachirongwa chenyu.
Koma kiss. So you are the first guest nhasi muchirongwa and it's fortunate I guess because you are I guess a person who is working within the field of social media within that realm. You run a podcast called Politics Beyond and more. So my first question to you Chris is why the choice to move towards social media? Why not create content and give it to radio stations and more?
I think our choice to use social media was because it's open access. Mm-hmm. So anyone can join in. You know, hapana anorambidzwa kuvhura platform yake and engage with people as they so choose. So that was one of the key things. The other thing was it's free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's free in terms of my resources. You're the one who chooses what it is you're deciding to put into it. But my platforms actually for you to access are free. You know, it's just your data. You could wait to upload, you know, the content that you're putting onto the platform.
Mm-hmm.
So these are two key things that it's open access and anyone can access it. And two, it's free, which is important other than radio where, you know, it's owned by a certain individual who has a certain ideology for how he wants those platforms to run.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to confirm to that ideology who's running those radio platforms. Whereas with social media, you are in control of the content, you're in control of how of the output, you are, you know, in control of how you choose to engage your audiences as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we continue with the conversation, you mentioned something that it seems to be very important when it comes to people gravitating towards social media, which is the idea of there are very minimum restrictions. Is that not something that is dangerous with regards to the content that you guys put out? Because no one can regulate the content. Nowadays, everyone,
I think so. I think it's definitely an issue, in the sense that, you know, it's open to anyone and anyone can put out what they like, mm-hmm. which is why there seems to be, you know, this proliferation of what is termed fake news. It's that the multiple platforms have made it possible for there to be a lot of content that's put out, and it's increased the volume of fake news that's out there. Not to say that fake news wasn't. Social media is the reason for fake news. Fake news has existed before, but now it's just been given a wider platform. Mm-hmm. In our case, I think one of the things that was important was to make sure that you had actual journalists working on the content, which is myself. So I understand journalistic values and journalistic ethics and what it means when you're looking for stories and how you verify your information. And I think this is something that obviously, it's difficult to regulate because online is unregulated. But for those looking to consume content, it's one of the things that you should look out for in terms of who is the person behind the content that's being created and background. What is their background? How is it that they engage with content? And, you know, start asking questions. Audiences need to be a bit more engaging in terms of asking questions of what kind of content are people putting out and to what aim, what is the aim of people putting out content? Because like other media platforms, be it radio, be it TV, everyone has an agenda. Once you understand that agenda, then you'll have a better sense of what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Mkoma Chris, can I just hold you on the line for 1 second, Tore Mtere, and I'll come back to you.
Sure, no problem.
All right, okay. Leamuzo Nangumnumzana u Chris Charamba. Yeah, now he's the host of Politics and Beyond, which is a platform that tackles, it's within the name itself, Politics in Zimbabwe. Ngumuntu ongusakhulayo, and the podcast itself, you guys should check it out, runs on Capital 263. Asindukunzo tine mthereri, kola, mlaleli, mapinda mchirongwa.
Yes, no, name DC White House Town.
Hello, Mkoma Matiko.
Magadi.
Tiripo Magadi, eh?
Mutarana Mkoma Ngoni, Ndrum Fakos.
Yeah, Mkoma Ngoni, Shurukufambe.
Awa, still right. Naishere zata, neze, social media, the social media. Kuti social media is right.
Hii ndawa mchidaro Mkoma Ngoni.
Because, tikada kutari pa social media, pa wan, pa tawana etika, kwa tanki, on MDC. Ya buda pa social media, pa ZBC, ya buda kuma wanu an. Isi ya buda from the president, wachiti, wachungoti, tungoti chairman etaro, kune wamwe wanu. Tinoshuira mwanadza ngira kutaya up to get real soon. Saka ZBC hauna chabuda chisino, but tongoti social media right.
Saka imuri kufadzwa ne social media nekuti nemaondo enyu muri kuti
muZimbabwe ka. Yeah, social media right.
Hii ndawa nekuti andiri pa social media nango ikoko kuZimbabwe nyaye news dzemanyepo dzinogara dzichingobuda ka pa social media. Muchiripo era po.
Yeah, social media ndava ziri nane than ZBC ndeto trust.
Wosaka imi chichemo chenyu ndechekuti aiwa nemaondere nyu ZBC inotepenyura news dzisiri dzechokwadi saka maapto mhanya ku social media kuitira kuti muwane nhau dzamunoona nemaondere nyu muchiti ndedze chokwadi.
Eh chokwadi because Japan Studio 7 iyo dzo ino balance ma size ese ZBC balance ma size ese.
Mhm. Aiwa takunza zvakanaka Mkoma Ngoni tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo. Mudzoke okay next week, Andis.
Yeah, and we go shiro my gava kutwa recover zvakanaka.
Aiwa, nesiwo tino tepenyura mazwi akafanana. Tinotenda zvikuru.
My tabas.
Right, liyamuzwa nangu mnumzana ungoni uyaphinda umbono woka mnumzana uWeston esithi hi ngombono wakhe these days abantu ikakhulukazi eZimbabwe are running to social media ngenxa yokuthi babona ngani imisakazo ekhona eZimbabwe ayikhulumi ayikhishi news eziliqiniso lina lithini ngalokho bhalani imibono yenu kukhasi lethu LVOA Ndebele nyora ima comments muthu dzo mondering pamsoro penya yatru kukurukura kukhasi lethu LVOA Ndebele abantu sebeqalile ngempela obedu ngibonile ngiyayibona inombolo yakho siza kudinga mnumzana Shepherd Maxen Maxen lawo siza kudinga Prince Jim Chindimo lawo siza kudinga ukukhona ngale kwele Botswana uPamela Khumalo uthi salibonani Zimbabwe makhumalo unjani so let's go back to my guest umnumzana uChris Charamba mkoma Chris muchiripo right murukunzwa vatherero vari kupinda muchirongo achiti iwe one vaonero out there now starting to gravitate towards social media and kutaura kuti aiwa hanzi news dziri kubuda munyika from the different outlets especially those that are government owned aiwa they feel as though it's unreliable. Could that be something that's pulling people and pushing people towards being contributors and suppliers of news on online?
Yeah, I definitely think so. You know people want, I think more so people want news as things happen, and our media institutions in the country, our traditional media institutions, tend to be a bit slow and reactive. Mm-hmm. So news, you know, Bobdana 1, Bobdana 6, Bobdana 8 p.m., mm-hmm. You know, whereas for social media, you can get things as they happen. By the minute, people are sharing my videos, people are, you know, people are sharing commentary as well. So you have a lot more access to what's happening, and you have a wider picture of things that are happening rather than waiting for, you know, the 1 8 p.m. 3 minute slot on the 8 p.m. news that mm-hmm. gives you one particular angle. On social media, you have the luxury of multiple angles on one particular story, which gives you more information. Obviously, sometimes information is uncurated. It comes just as it is, and it's up to you to interpret. Semuna arkuona arkutora information here, the information yakaita say. There can be, you know, there are pros and cons to that kind of engagement. But I think that it makes people feel that they have a sense of ownership, and they are not being lied to, because they are seeing or they are hearing and they are reading as it is happening.
Mm-hmm. Now, all right, again, I have a very important question that I would like to tackle about your podcast. But hold on for one second, Ntore Mtere. Kola kola mlaleli, ndokunzwa kuti Mtere ari parunare, mbano connecting mani? Kola kola, ari parunare ndiani?
Ndi Mr. Prince Chindimo.
Mkoma Prince, zviri kufamba?
Zviri right, mukoma wangu.
Muri kufonera muri kupiko?
Ndiri muBotswana mupalati.
Wabuwa Botswana, mkoma Prince?
Yeah, zvese.
Ubatlobo kana. Aiwa, ndikutamba hangu. Right, nyaya iri mugango mukoma Prince mainzwa, vanhu vari kukurukura, tiri kubata nyaya yesocial media iyi. Mazuva ano vanhu vakawanda munyika especially kuZimbabwe asi pasi rose vaakushandisa social media kufambisa mashoko avo taakuonawo kuti vatapiwe nhau navo futi vaakupindawo pagenga iroro vachifambisa mashoko vachitepfenyura nhau dzavo padandemutande apo paintanet imi tiudzeiwo maondero yenyu pamusoro pezviri kuitika izvi
zvinhu zviri kuitika mazuva ano zvaakunoita izvi nokuti social media na iyo pane zvainotaura chokwadi zvimwe inonyepa zvinhu zvakawanda inonyepa but isusu tiri kunze kwenyika toti social media iright nokuti ndo inokwanisa kutiudza zvinhu zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe
is ZBC nayo iripo pana Nastar FM nawo futi vari kubatikana online
ZBC inonetsa pakuti takawanda inenge yakarerekera kuRolling Party iri kutonga saka isusu pasocial media toziva kuti tokwanisa kuona chimwe nechimwe chatinoda chiro ukaitika chinhu tokwanisa kuchiona neukasira
saka imine maondero enyu muri kuti aiwa nhau dzenyu munodziwanawo padande mutande nekuti muri kutya kuti ZBC nyaya iyi yavanotepfenyura inenge yakangorerekera kune divi rimwe chete
ichokwadi
saka imi pache zvenyu social media munoishandisira chii
social media tinoishandisira kakawanda kutsvaga mabasa kana pa kuzvitaridza kuti tiri kushanda basa ripi kana kuteerera nyuzi dzekumusha kana dzepasi rese.
Saka sezvo mabata nyaya yekuti munoishandisa kuteerera nyuzi. News dzinobuda pa social media sometimes nemiwo mambozvitaura pamatanga kupinda muchirongwa muchiti aiwa panombotepfenyurwawo nhau dzisiri dzechokwadi pa social media vanhu vanoiti fake news. Saka hachisi chinhu chinokutyisa here nokuti mukatarisa kazhinji pane matraditional media outlets apo vanhu vanenge vachitepfenyura nhau vanhu vanenge vakatoenda kuchikoro vakanodzidza journalism. Saka nhau dzavanenge vachida kutepfenyura dzinenge dziri dzechokwadi. Saka dzimwewo dzinongobudawo pa social media dzinenge vanhu vanenge vasati vadzidza kuti uve journalist unofanira kuita sei. Saka ima hachisi chinhu chinokutyisa here ichocho kuti pamunenge muchimhanya muchiti aiwa regai timhanyire kudande mutande apo paintanet kuitira kuti tiwane news dzimwewo nhau dzinenge dzichibuda inhau dzisiri dzechokwadi.
No, ipapo tinogara tichitova awareness nokuti tinoziva kuti dzimwe nhau dzinenge dziri dzenhema. Saka kana tadziona hatimhanyire kutaura kuti taona chii chakati chakati, tomirira kuramba tichicheka. Kana taona zvichiramba zvichidzokorwa, tobva taziva kuti ichokwadi.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka. Mukoma Prince ari kubotswana uko, tinotenda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongwa.
Thank you so much.
Zvinoka ndapa ndiyamuzwa umnumzana uPrince ngibona ngani indaba lena hey yahlupa abantu bayasho ukuthi i-social media yahlupa uPrince uyasho ukuthi ngesikhiwa bathi it's a double edged sword ngenxa yokuthi sometimes indaba eziphumayo yebo ngempela it comes out real quick on the time kodwa at times indaba eziphumayo azisilone iqiniso. Fake news, zulukanda balithini ngalokho. Ngibona umnumzana uGrievous Shiripinda uyafaka inombolo yakhe uthi ngicela ungithinte mkhoma. Ayi wathatha kutshaga ungasabi mkhoma Grievous, siza kudinga. Nangu Austin Ncube uyasho ukuthi salibonani Austin unjani, ngilethemba lokuthi uyaphila, mina ngiphilile. Siyabonga kakhulu lokuba lathi kuhlelwa namhlanje. Yini umbono wakho? Balumla umbono wakho khona apha kukhasi lethu VOA Ndebele. But let's go back to my guest, umnumzana uChris Charamba. Vacharamba, muchiripo parinari rapo?
Tiripo, tiri kuterera.
Right, ngatiendere mberi nehurukuru yedu. I was touching on something. I was about to get into your podcast, Politics and Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
You guys touch on several mm-hmm. different issues within society. Obviously, mm-hmm. like it says, Politics and Beyond, that are, I guess, political. You know, we just went through an election whereby several different news was flying left, right, and center. Some was true, some wasn't true. And people started running towards social media because those were the outlets whereby, I guess, people such as Nelson Chamisa were complaining, saying, we're not getting airtime on TV, we're not getting airtime on TV. People could find out what's going through Chamisa's mind and more. What role did you guys play as an outlet that is not only online, where the masses seem to be running to, however, that it has a responsibility of educating the people more about this political situation in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, so what we try to do is give people analysis of things that are happening. So more than just reporting on the facts to say, could you know, there is an election, you know, focusing on certain issues in terms of why is it important for people to go out and vote, what, you know, going, explaining certain things in terms of registration process of voting,
mm-hmm.
What the different parties are discussing in terms of their manifestos and their approach to governance, what the key issues in the election, be it from the electorate or from the politicians, are. So it's to give people, for our platform, Politics and Beyond, it's to give people deeper perspective and, you know, try to break down some of the terms and the language and the situation so that they can understand, especially young people as our target audience, to get them involved in the conversations and use jargon that they can identify with and they can understand. And I think we were quite successful in that regard and tried to make sure that we were continuing to engage in those kind of conversations,
mm-hmm.
and making sure also that we bring issues that are important to people and find other young people who understand them better. For example, we did something on climate change after Cyclone Idai,
mm-hmm.
you know, to understand climate change policy in Zimbabwe. There's an entire department that is responsible for climate change in this country. So we brought some of the people Anushanda Ikoko on, as long as with as well as other experts, to discuss, you know, the issues of how our agricultural practices affect climate change. Disaster response here due to climate change is what can acquire a cyclone like Yakaita Seidai, because these are things Zicharamba is cheating based on climate change. So how do we respond in the future? How do we build for climate change? How do we develop my infrastructural systems? So normal conversations are there to Chidakuita.
But I par Nari Vacharamba, Nastring Chingo Jamba Jamba Panum Terra Dopinam Jurongandis.
No problem.
Yes, all good Silom Lale Tingweni, Umnumzana, Ope Tube, Mr. Tube, Unjan Numzan.
Njani
dan? Isiphilile wena unjani bab?
Ngiyancinga nje. Siyalelale njengevolleyball kodwa sisaqhubeka ukukhala kusizi bab.
Ngempela ngempela usukungenele ukuhlelo mnumzana namhlanje udouble khona siya we touching on indaba le social media ukuthi ngempela ubona ngani inkundla lezi zokuxhumana ziyasiza na ikakhulukazi elizweni elifana leZimbabwe.
Ya inkundla zokuxhumana mina ngibonani ziyasiza kakhulu, zithi zisiza kakhulu ukuthi into yonke enhle ile ngezinto eziningi ezilandelayo, njengokuthi abantu inkundla zokuxhumana bacina besebeziphambanisa sebezenzela imfuno zabo landani. Kodwa mina ngikwami ngendlela engibona ngayo, inkundla zokuxhumana ziyasiza kakhulu. Khathesi kunjenje nxa ngingabona umuntu elimele ngimthatha isithombe, kulihlazo ukuthatha umuntu olimele ngofile isithombe. Kodwa nxa sengithethe isithombe ngatshela abantu ukuthi kulo muntu onje olimele nango kulukuthi abantu bamkhangele kwa ende ukakhangela nxa ujusa ukuthi amabhandi zasekulensuku aseseqakhathana. Kodwa nje uma ubukhangela iWhatsapp ibithi siseve kakhulu ekufoneni, yaseve endaweni eziningi, ama-voice calls siwenza sometimes iphinde ivume ukufona futhi. Ngasohlangothini lama-artist futhi abahlabeleli mbabaculi banenga kakhulu abakhona, ngeke bonke bayedlala emsakazweni oweRadio Zimbabwe ngokuZTV. Kodwa ungenza umsebenzi wakho ufake enkundleni yokuxhumana ngesikhathi esingange 10 minutes uyabona ngabantu abazinkulungwane lenkulungwane bese bekulandela bazokubona bakudinga babekwazi. So kulabanye abantu abazaka badlale emsakazweni nakumabona kude, kodwa asebenzele umkhakha wabo abamuhle kakhulu, abamkhulu baba ngosaziwayo kumbe ngathi ama-celebrity ngolimi lemzini. Yikho ngithi inkundla zokuxhumana ziqhakatheke kakhulu kulu kakhulu kakhulu kakhulu. Imagine ngibhala incwadi ngibhala ekhamba athi ukuthi ngilimele, kodwa athi singithatha isithombe ngibathumezele ugogo esayini kuko ngilimele uzwane nanto ahlale ubone khona lapho. Ugogo athi dingisa ihaka ubophe, ngidingisa ihaka ngibophe, sembophele gogo kodwa hayi ubophela ngaphansi khwela phezulu ubophe ngani phezulu. Ziyasiza kakhulu mina ngowami umbono, umbona njalo. Kodwa kumele ukuthi abantu bazinqande kizo ngoba inkundla zokuxhumana sezichithe imizi, abantwana abancane sezaphamba nsile into abazibona ngale bahamba bayezidinga khona phana inkundla zokuxhumana bayezibona into bangazibona khona phana kabaphela phana bahamba babaye kwenza ukuthi ngibona ukuthi uyasebenza yini. Sebethola sebesengcuphekeni embi kakhulu oletha khona umkhuhlani, ukuzithwala, ukuphambisa izidakamizwa kuvela khona phana enkundleni zokuxhumana. Kho ngithi into yonke enhle ilezinto ezimbi ezilandelayo.
Uthintile udaba oluqakathekileyo ngampela. Ngesikhiwa bayasho ukuthi they call it citizen journalism, ukuthi ngezinye izikhathi abantu bezibhodela nje emgwaqweni, they bump into something, bathatha isithombe bafake ku-social media ukuthi hayi, this is what's happening kobulawayo wherever they are. Ubona ngani? Because sometimes ngezinye izikhathi abantu when they circulate izithombe lezo it turns out to be fake news. Ubona ngani? Yebo, i-social media ushilo wathi into elungileyo ngempela, it's something that's very very important. Kodwa is it not something that scares you mnumzana ukuthi ngezinye izikhathi sometimes information ephumayo ku-social media akusilona iqiniso?
Ye i-social media kwesinye isikhathi kule nto kona ukuthiwa i-photo, ithiwa i-photoshop,
exactly.
Abantu bakukhole kule mpi kwakwabo uyavela ezipost kuthiwa epolice kubonakala inkalakatho emanzini lowo mpi kuthi ubhala ukuthi ivikiphosi. Ngaphikisa abantu bathi ngiyahlanya kwenye igroupu yayila bantu abafika 200 yela bantu abaqakathekile. Ngase ngibatshe ukuthi mina ngihlala eVictoria Falls, ngikhuluma nje ngiseriva ngamanga lawo. Khulapha kuyasifida abantu kathesi ungakhangela emalangeni adlulo kwathiwa i-passport zikhwele zikhwele zikhwele, lokhu sakubona kwinkundleni zokuxhumana. Mina ngaze ngabamba amaphaphu ngezandla apho saphumela phandle ngabamba lezindli lamathumbu, ngaze ngafika eyofisinela upani ngafika bagakula nto enjalo. So uyabona inkundla zokuxhumana phana zase zilahlekisa abantu, kodwa zona ngikwazo zingayenziwa ngendlela eyiyo ngabantu abangafuni ukuhlakaniphisa abantu, nabantu abangafuni inzuzo yabo, nabantu abangafuni ukwethusa abantu. Kungangena abantu bezombangazwe labantu abalamanga, inkundla zokuxhumana ziyanceda kakhulu.
Hayi mnumzana Dube, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo mnumzana.
kubonge mina mntana inkosi inkulula kubusisa buse bonke abalale emagqumeni asemathafeni alimhlaba.
Mhm. Now next week vele sizakudinga ngithi baba.
Ngikhona ngihleli ngikhona namathunya zempisi yomthakathi noma nini nje nithinta ngikhona.
Ah, perfect. All right, thank you Mr. Dube, have a good night baba. Right, zulukandaba nangu mnumzana uObed Dube murikunzwa zvokutaurwa unamukoma Dube ai wavabata nyaya dzakawanda dzakasiyana-siyana dzakakosha zvikurusa panyaya yesocial media vabata nyaya yecitizen journalism yekuti aiwa pane vanhu vakawanda-wanda vanongogarawo vachingofamba-famba mumigwagwa pavanosangana nezvinhu vanongotora mapicture vachizvimhanya kusocial media vachinoposta hanzi nyaya idzi sometimes dzinombocirculatewa and then it turns out kuti aiwa nedzimwewo nguva it will be fake news vabva vabata nyaya imwoyo zvekare yephotoshop yekuti aiwa munhu anongotora picture iyi oipaste apa yodai nedzimwe nguva photoshop munhu kana achigona zvechokwadi picture inogona kubuda kunge iri yechokwadi asi chi inenge iri nhema. +12024650318 ndiyo nhamba yekuti texta kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa titextirei pawhatsapp kana muchida kufonawo zvekare muchida kupinda muchirongwa mukwanisa kutifonera +12026192077 pindai muchirongwa. Handei kumapeji edu tionawo kuti vanhu vari kuti chiiko. Mukoma Hudson ari kuti hello bro Mike Hudson, zviri kufamba here mukoma? Hanzi naGrievous Chibaba, ndiri kuda kubata ndiri panamibia. Aiwa mukoma Grievous, tichakutsvagai uzangena kuhlelo. Talents chinorwiwa ari kuti hi Brian Mike unjani Terence. Ndiri kuonawo Coben ari kuchema-chema nyaya yatambobatawo zvekare yekuti aiwa nhasi news dzedu dzeshona dzina kubuda zvakanaka. Musatye mukoma, pamorning show tichaigadzirisa nyaya iyi. Utandiwe uti linjani sihlobo? Hai, tina siphilile sisithandi, wena unjani? Nyaya iri mugango, tikubata nyaya yesocial media. Pindai muchirongwa mutudzo maondre enyu. Let's go back to my first guest. Mukoma Chris acharamba muchiripo parunare rapo.
Ya, tiripo.
Vanhu vari kupinda vari kukanda nyaya dzakawanda dzakasiyana-siyana mugango dzinotyisa pamusoro penyaya yesocial media. Ndimi shasha yacho munoita zvekuposta kana nyaya pasocial media, mainly using the platform to of course educate the masses on everything that's happening within the country politically. Now you've heard a lot of people, they seem to constantly be touching the issue of trust when it comes to traditional media in a circumstance like Zimbabwe. A lot of people are looking at ZPC, and ZPC of course has been caught times in court cases where people have accused them of impartial coverage towards ZANU-PF, and so it seems as though, based on the callers that are coming out, people are leaning towards social media because those are the outlets where the people themselves get to put a voice for themselves. How do you then respond to something like that? Is that a logical explanation for people to move towards social media?
I think people move towards, you know, spaces where they identify.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, ZBC being state run, you know, runs a state agenda. And all institutions run their own agenda. I'll say, Kuti, social media is a tool. I think we need to start there by identifying it as a tool. It's no different from a piece of paper, you know, printed or newspaper. How it is then used by the individuals who use it is a different story. Ukatora sandu, ukarovera hoko, unenge waishandira basa rakanaka. Ukatora sandu, ukarova munhu, ukauraya munhu, unenge washandisa basa rakaipa. And that's the same with social media or any other news or any other media platform inenge ichitaura kuvanhu.
Mm-hmm.
How it's used and who is controlling it determines the kind of news that you get. But it in itself, social media is not a bad thing, and it's not a good thing. It's just a thing to be used for people to gain access to information. So I think definitely, Ivan, with more options, you know, back in the day, in a pre-social media, we only had ZBC for a while, we had JTV, and we had the radio stations, the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
But with more options, people now get to choose, I want this specifically. You're no longer tied to just watching ZBC. Now you have the option of saying, whether you're streaming online or you're listening on radio, BBC, because you can watch it. So I think with social media has created options for people, and people now have the luxury of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that then makes that allows them
to find which fits within their ideology, and they gravitate towards that.
All right, but I parnare nditore mutereri. Ngiyezwa ecingweni ngilomnumzana u Shepherd parnare pana mukoma Shepherd Maxen. Shepherd, Shepherd, usungenele kuhlelo unjani bafo?
Hadi
wo ngoma gipsi. Ai wandi ho ari pa chirongwa nhasi. Ndiri pa gachi. Ndindakagara pa chena nhasi mukoma.
Aha, ndiri kuzvinza kuti ndima muri kuzikanga nhasi
mukoma. Zviri kufamba.
Ah, kungodaro daro mukoma wangu tiri pa Botswana apa.
Nyaya iri mugango mainzwa mukoma chiti udzaiwoka kuti nyaya ye social media muri kuiona hose.
Social media mukoma oveya iri right, but asi ino isusu vanhu ndisi tinozoi abuse ne problem yekuti mashandisira tinozoiita manje ndiyo asiri iyo, but iyo iri right pakuinforma mafomba information mamwe anenge achiitika kuti kunyika dzedu sekunana Zimbabwe isiri kure kuno. Saka at the end of the day unenge usingazonyatsoziva kuti chii chiri kuitika, is it true kana false.
Saka indawo musi kuenda
kune zvinhu zvakaita sei zvakasiyana siyana. Zvokuzoti zvimwe zvacho zvezvakutoti confusa nekuti vamwe vanhu vanenge vakunyepa especially zvo izvozvo zvemafotokopi izvozvo. Uzvichaziva kuti ichokwadi here kana kuti kunyepa.
Saka indawo musi kuenda kakuna na ZBC muchinowanawo nawo. Nokunawo futi varipo online.
Kwese kwangofanana chaiko chaiko zvimwe zvinhu unozotobatsirwa nekutoti kana sometimes uine kana kuti ningati sini yaitika kana mumbare kana uine hama yemumbare ndiwo anozotokuudza manje true story kuti iti chingava chokwadi because of ndandiri ipapo paitika zvakadai zvakadai, ndopaunozotoona wotozotikonfirma manje uona kuti no ichokwadi. But zvimwe zvezvitori zvokutonyepa munhu anenge atoti isai pane chatiri kuziva kuti kuno kuchaitika, saka manje you get confused.
Aiwa mukoma Shepherd, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo.
Handiti kamukoma hovei.
Mudzoke next week, handiti.
Aiwa next state toripo tete totonzwa nyote yenyu chaiko chaiko mukoma hovei.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru, chirongwa ndechenyu baba.
Handiti ka.
Nangu mulaleli liyamuzwa umnumzana uShepherd Maxen uyacomment kuti hayi i-social media yebo into yenilungileyo kodwa abantu abuse it, so it's a good tool but in the wrong hands could go left. Kodwa ngiyabona abantu bayabhala ama comments kukhasile tele VOA indebele. Nangu Austin Ncube yasho ukuthi salibonani social media it is not good at all, but you just need to follow the best page on it. If you follow in Studio 7, I don't think you'll go wrong. Nomzana Ncube siyabonga kakhulu, thank you so much for the support. Andazi ukuthi abantu bazathini kodwa hey bhalani lisitshele ukuthi ngempela libona ngani Studio 7 is the right route, yes or nah. Bhalani if you believe him, faka nama hearts lama likes, isai ma likes nema hearts tins wokuti muri kuti chiko. Pane vanhu vakawanda, pana Luxon Lucky ari kunyorawo pa page redu de VOA Shona. Hanzi na Luxon, social media is good in a country like Zimbabwe where media is not independent. It comes with a challenge where inexperience of masses give fake news. Oni asivanyora hanzi masora sei pano nasi pane pachirongwa chanhasi tikubata nyaya ye social media munyika. Vanhu mazuvano vakushandisa social media kuitira kuti vafambise mashoko avo kusanganisira isu vatapi venhau takushandisa social media. Asi sezvabotaurawo nevateereri vakawanda vapinda muchirongwa iyi, pane nyaya yekuti pamunoshandisa social media sometimes panobuda mashoko asiri echokwadi, mashoko enhema. Saka it's a double edged sword. Asi munoti nyorai manhamba mupinde muchirongwa. Tinzwewo maonero enyu. Ndikuona Shalin Chikoma ari kuisa nhamba yake. Aiwa tichakutsvagai Shalin, tichakutsvagai musaatye. Peter Ncube ari kuti thanks Shalin vapinda vati aiwa mukoma Mike ndine macontributions, tichakufonerai tichakufonerai. Right, todzokera kuna mukoma Chris Charamba. Mukoma Chris, muchiripo here pa?
Yebo, takateerera.
Right, anyaya iri kupisa ivateerero ari kupinda, ari kupinda, ari kuchema. Mabata nyaya yekuti, you know, there's different options. Now, if we're moving forward, like you said, of course, government-owned stations have their own agenda that they look to push. And at times, like what happened last year, if you step on the wrong toes, you might just get you might just touch the heat. Last year, we saw government shutting down the internet because apparently a lot of toes were being stepped on, and they felt like the heat was getting too hot, so they decided to shut it down. Now, for you as someone who relies on placing their content on the internet, how do you navigate ensuring that the content that you're doing, that you're publishing, is not just not stepping on the wrong toes, but at the same time educating the masses?
Sure. Well, I my understanding it was earlier this year when
actually yes, my apology. Yes, yeah. The shutdown was earlier this year. And, jeez, it's been that long. Yeah, so, yes, my apologies.
And it was, and according to the government, theirs was in response to the protests and to make sure that you know, no violent action takes place. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, those are some things that that you, if you're an online platform, you simply need the internet for you to be active, and it can be difficult. You know, shutdowns are not just happening in Zimbabwe; they've happened world over. Recently, in Sri Lanka, when there were terrorist attacks, the government shut down parts of the internet there to make sure that the spread of information, to curb spread of certain information. So it definitely can affect you know, communication for online based platforms. But you find that it tends normally to be in extreme circumstances when something extreme is happening, that something like that takes place. In terms of our content, we haven't had any complaints or any sort of problems. And there are a number of organizations that have been operating online that I can think of that are anti-government. If you look at the likes of Makamba TV, you know, they've had a lot of, be it satirical skits or other content, which some might say this is anti-government or making fun of the government, and they are still operating. You know, other online platforms have been operating throughout, putting out different kinds of information. So I think, you know, you can't budget for when you'll have internet. Obviously, sometimes that's simply at the discretion. But once it's there, you are at liberty to put out as much information as you can, and the kind of information that you think will respond positively to your listeners or your readers or your viewers.
But as content producers, are you guys being met with resistance, or is it now more of a, you know, free flow? You guys do what you have to do, especially on the internet, because it's supposed to be unregulated.
I think, you know, I think perhaps in the beginning there was a bit of resistance, but not so much anymore. And I think it's simply because of the fact that sometimes, you know, you think that Munarku creator content is creating it from Zimbabwe when they are not. They are in, you know, I remember our podcast, there was a time I was in the UK and my colleague was in Australia, and yet we via Skype, we, you know, put out the podcast as if we were sitting in Harare. Mm-hmm. So you can't, because it's the internet and because it's free and because it's trans, it's transnational, you can't restrict people from where they are, what they're putting out, and how they're putting it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mkoma Chris, again, the Toro Mom Teredi, Tuku, Bataipam Romandis.
Okay.
Ngiyazo ngilomulo umlaleli ndinomwa umthereri ariparunare nasi foni irikuphisa. This is how I like it. Pinda ipinda mchirongwa zulukandapa ariparunare apo ndiani apinda mchirongwa ndiani tudzeiwo maonre. Kola kola mlaleli mapinda mchirongwa ndiani ariparunare. Ariparunare ndiani? Mlaleli ukhona icingweni ngubani? Alright, ndirikuona unge mutereri wedu adropa. Ngibona asamene ikhasini lethu abantu ngempela bakhona abaningi abafuna ukufonelwa. Nangu Courtney usefakile inombolo yakhe uthi ngicela ungifonele Bro Mike. Hayi Bro Puti Courtney, I got your back. Big Mike's got your back. Ngizakudinga. Nangu Thoka Mkwena uthi yebo, lapho ukhuluma lo Pamela uyambingelela. Hey, makhumalo unjani? Right, Zulukandaba, udaba lukhona egudwini. Lamhlanje we're talking about udaba lwe social media, ukuthi ngempela abantu abaningi sebengenile kuhlelo, and they were saying ukuthi social media seems to be a double-edged sword. Abantu these days sebeyisebenzisa basebenzisa inkundla lezi ezitshiyeneyo, abo Twitter labo Facebook, you know, to pass messages and for different reasons, of course. Kodwa thina njengabantu abangabasakazi, we've been using this platform to pass over the news that we seem to be collecting over time. Now, as time has gone on, this has seems to be met with different things. At times, you find ukuthi indaba ezingekho qiniso, fake news now zenema seems to be coming out of these platforms. Kodwa Zulukandaba, let's talk a little more about the legal jargon that comes behind this and the legal resistance that seems to come behind for these content producers. Ekwengweni, I have my second guest for tonight, Umnumzana Ukuda Kwashe Owe. Yena Ukuda Kwashe is a media expert. He's a lawyer who mainly focuses on media related issues. Kuda, welcome to our program, brother.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm Pilile Wonunjan.
I'm Pilile Nafesh.
Nantu tabolukone kutwini kuda when you're a lawyer and you focus on media related issues. Now in Zimbabwe it seems as though regardless of whether you're in traditional media or online media, the consequences that seem to come about with it, especially when we're talking about legal wise. Recently I know you were part of a case whereby ZBC was taken to task for their coverage of the election, whereby it turns out that their coverage was very biased towards ZANU-PF. Now, could you tell me more about the legal repercussions of, you know, being a content producer is for people who are looking to generate content but shifting it online? Are they held to the same accountability or the same standard as people who are producing content who are within the traditional media outlets?
Okay, so content creators are not regulated in the same way that traditional media houses are. Moreover, into corner, which I'm a content creators are using technology that was not maybe foreseen in our laws or in the laws that we have that regulate media. So into Zagalayo at Tessie, which our content creators are sevenzisa internet, are sevenzisa social media, and 10 or so years ago, Lego was in the Rosen Zimbabwe. So in Tetro Gatesi Tinesilayo, Ekanye, Media, Iloki Kuluma, Ama Radio, Logosarazo, Ama Television, but I Kulumi, Logosaraza through or YouTube, through or Facebook, through or WhatsApp. And similar social media tools. So I think we see our laws, our name are applied to our content creators. Our laws are criminal law code as opposed to the Broadcasting Services Act. So a criminal law code, our laws maybe that apply mainly like when a criminal defamation was still a valid law in Zimbabwe. It was one of the laws that was used. Then there's also indaba ze undermining the authority of the president.
Exactly.
So ngakhulumento engani critical either of the person or the office of the president of the country, then you are likely to be in trouble.
Now, is that not something that Abantu, I guess, as online content, not just online content creators, but umuntu nje ozikhulumelayo online, is that not something that would be regarded as an online regulator? Ukuthi la uhulumende ngempela, he's watching your online, as much as they're saying ukuthi online is not supposed to be regulated, uhulumende ukhona ngempela, and if you post the wrong thing and you step on the wrong toes, you might just be caught in some fire.
Yeah, so that's it. It is a form, it is an indirect form of maybe not regulating but respecting content creation in Zimbabwe. Because traditionally, government in Zimbabwe has always been restrictive of the traditional media. And it's ama newspapers, Kumbuli Daily News, Bonjwa, ama reporters, ama editors, ama name in independent press have been arrested. Some have been put up in court for ama charges or our criminal defamation and the like. But now, Sesibona Uhulumende now stepping in to even harass our content creators. For example, a recent case that Inisa, my organization was involved in, was the assistance of Ukonyet Losamansa Abe Umagi, as she's known.
Pastor TV.
Abe Pastor TV, where they were arrested and charged with an offense for a skit that they released 3 years ago. So what was Babo Chelugu impersonator, I'm a police uniform, or regalia. But then Wagunanzelela Sivilo window corners, I won't know what that skit had been in circulation for the past 3 years. So the only thing that changed now is that the new government maybe felt or the police force now felt as if Bus Stop TV was now making more of politically related commentary rather than general social commentary that they had been known for in the past. So even Bezunjalo, which the government is now not hesitant to even go after AMA content creators, because people are now finding a creative way maybe to criticize the government, and government is slowly picking up to that fact.
Now,
and it's now doing, and it's now restricting Abantu using criminal laws in the country.
All right.
And as for registration and licensing, we still don't really have a really solid legal framework at regulator level as far as content creators are concerned.
Mm-hmm. And then Umbuzo Amokgcina khula question, then I might have to let you go because we have an illustration by Umnumzana Ibizo lakhe umuntu ongisakhulayo who's based in Australia, uTuffy the Man, and he's got his own videos. Is when I need you to touch a little more about, you know, there's this issue AIPA. It seems to be a law, it regulates mainly traditional broadcasting, but is that something that also affects Abantu who create their content online?
So AIPA really doesn't, because, again, it's an issue of what is called AIPA. Kwakungela foresight kumbe kubabengakhangelelanga ukuthi kuzaba le development yemedia le esesiyisithi yi-social media. So i-AIPA kathesi, uma ngifuna maybe ukuqala i-online magazine, ngihambe ezinova media commission, kuba nzima ukuthi bekwazi ukuthi bangiclassifya under what, ngoba traditionally ama definitions akhona awakho big enough or broad enough ukuthi egoqele lama-content creators.
Mm-hmm.
So yikho ngisithi okwekathesi ama-content creators awala mthetho sibili obheke umsebenzi wawo, obheke ukuwa-regulator kumbe ukuthi ama-license abo abhadalwa njani. So yikho kumele phakathi kohlelo loku-reviva i-AIPA kumbe lokususa i-AIPA, kumele kukhangelwe i-role ama-content creators will play. And ukhumbule futhi ukuthi as iZimbabwe goes ku digital migration, bayakhuluma ukuthi digital migration will produce a wide range of channels, like kuzawe le opportunity for Zimbabwe as a nation, as a national broadcaster at BC, to have way more than the one television station we have now. Mm-hmm. So after digital migration, singabalamare TV stations maybe around 12. Those TV stations will have to be filled with content, and ideally, content yakhona ngumele ivele kumaZimbabwe, simply because it's broadcasting for Zimbabwe, and we would like to see the creation or improvement in the content creation industry in Zimbabwe. Maybe look at how in Nigeria has in Hollywood. Look at how America has Hollywood. Look at how Latin America has turned over. So Latin Jengama Zimbabwe is going to have the opportunity to go to the TV stations or radio stations. I'm saying, kumele sibone content producer in Zimbabwe in your broadcast or your corner. And obviously that content will have to be regulated. Obviously, that content will have to be of a good quality for people to actually want to consume it. So definitely, the idea in Keto, in Kuluma, in content creation, who process they will replace the AIPA.
All right. Kuda, thank you so much. Mungena kuhlelo lwethu, Mnumzana. Right, let me go back to Umnumzana uChris. Vacharamba ndokupa imazwi enyu okupedzisira. Tasvika kumagumo echirongwa. In 30 seconds, can you wrap up the program?
Yeah, no, sure. I just wanted to say, for time immemorial, since the beginning of time, people have always been storytellers. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that's changed is my platforms, and I think social media just happens to be a new platform. And people just need to, to look out. Can I want to go something? Can I want to go something? Or know something for social media? Just double confirm.
I watch no tender zukuru. Zulukandaba says, Pigle Mapetole no shello. Olevalisayong Yenjabulo. Lamplange visiting to Tabalo social media. Ole valisayo, njabulo, Zimbabwe, omuhle, muri Zimbabwe, inidini maikobe, bye-bye.